This is the Mistress Carrie Situation Report for November 8th, 2022. Your daily entertainment headlines, industry info, and everything rock. Lots of shows and festivals are getting announced for 2023, and that includes the return of the Aftershock Festival. It'll happen at Discovery Park in Sacramento on October 5th through October 8th of 2023. Passes for the festival go on sale tomorrow at 9 a.m. Pacific. A full lineup announcement is expected to be made in early spring. You can get more details at aftershockfestival.com. The Download Festival is also set to return in 2023, which will mark the 20th anniversary of the festival of Donington Park. Download is expected to be extended from 3 to 4 days. Headliners include Metallica, Bring Me the Horizon, and Slipknot. Metallica are set to headline two of the dates and are advertising two completely different sets. The band won't be repeating any of the songs. Architects, Asking Alexandria, Disturbed, Evanescence, Fever 333, Ghost, Gwar, I Prevail, Motionless in White, Seether, Simple Plan, 3 Days Grace, Within Temptation, and a host of other bands have already been announced to be taking the stage. Tickets for the Download Fest go on sale this Thursday. And over the weekend, Metallica played an old-school set of songs from their first two albums in honor of late Megaforce Records founders John and Marcia Zazula, who passed away in 2022 and 2021, respectively. Metallica took the stage at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood, Florida, playing songs from their debut album, Kill 'Em All, and its follow-up, Ride the Lightning, both of which were released by the Zazulas, helping launch Metallica's illustrious career. More news has come out about the Wasp headlining concert in Dallas that got canceled over the weekend. The show was shut down by the Dallas Fire Department, saying that the venue was allegedly oversold by almost 1,200 tickets. Yesterday, the promoter released a statement saying that Amplified Live did not intentionally oversell the show, that there was a clerical error on the venue capacity certificate that did not include the entire outdoor venue space. And when the rebranded venue was issued a new certificate with this omission, the Dallas Fire Department had no choice but to shut it down. After living in Los Angeles for decades, the Osbournes are moving back to England. However, the Prince of Darkness said he would, quote, prefer to stay in America. Ozzy is the subject of Consequences' latest cover story. The Osbournes moved back to the UK as the subject of a new BBC reality series called Home to Roost that premieres next year. Ozzy said, I'm getting a bit of flack from people. To be honest with you, if I had my way, I'd stay in America. I'm an American now. He blames wife Sharon's ousting from the daytime TV show The Talk as the straw that broke the camel's back, suggesting the couple no longer feel safe in America, saying, quote, when my wife got called a racist on The Talk, she is absolutely not a racist. Her friend is Piers Morgan, who made disparaging comments about Meghan Markle. She didn't say I agree with him. She just respected his ability to have freedom of speech. That's all she said, and she got flack from that, so we actually had to have fucking armed guards and all of it. Mick Mars recently announced his retirement from touring with Motley Crue. Due to his worsening ankylosing spondylitis, he's been replaced by John Five touring with the band. And now, drummer Carmine Appice has revealed in an interview that Mick Mars is reportedly working on a solo album and is planning on doing some shows here and there in support of it. Flyleaf have announced they've reunited with original vocalist Lacey Sturm. The reunion was confirmed when the lineup for the inaugural Sick New World Festival was announced in Las Vegas. And finally, one more show to put on your calendar for 2023. The Big Gig returns to the DCU Center in Worcester, Massachusetts. The second annual Big Gig will be headlined by Breaking Benjamin, with Falling in Reverse, The Pretty Reckless, Beartooth, and Dorothy also taking the stage. Tickets for the show go on sale this Thursday at the DCU Center box office and through Ticketmaster. And that's your Sit Rep. For more details on all of the stories, check the links in the show notes of this episode. And don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss anything. New full-length episodes of the Mistress Carrie podcast come out every Wednesday. Episode 126, featuring Ash Costello from New Year's Day, is available now.